Wallace Woodworth Council, March 14. Delegation. Darren Johnson and Ed Clayton attended as a delegation on behalf of the Elkhorn Agricultural Society, EAS. Although the old curling rink waiting room and office have been used for events since the curling sheets were demolished over 25 years ago, they have not been used for some time and the building is becoming hazardous, with tin blowing off the outside. Ed Clayton said, "The building has to be removed sometime, and it has asbestos in it." EAS has been gathering information since 2021 for how to deal with possible asbestos abatement and demolition, said Darren Johnson. He explained that EAS had contacted several firms and only one would provide a quote. The one company, Cancade, that did provide a quote estimated $32,000 to remove the asbestos floor tiles and drywall, based on a 2,000-square-foot building. Reeve Kennard questioned whether there was actually 2,000 square feet and Johnson said, "The bill just seems ludicrous to me because you could get it all in two pickup truckloads." Kennard wondered if the drawing of the building that was mentioned in the quote had been provided. Humphreys clarified that the delegation was asking for a $25,000 grant rather than a loan, and wondered if a loan would be acceptable. Johnson replied that the grounds are open to the community for baseball, soccer, the summer fair, the Western weekend and events like Touch a Truck, currently being planned. He said, "It's owned by the Ag Society, but it's a community, public space. I guess we just hoped that the public could help clean it up." Humphreys asked if the LUD of Elkhorn would be involved and Sal Mitchell replied that it would not, as EAS is an independent entity. Kennard said that he would check for accurate measurements. He will need drawings or photographs to accompany a request for a quote from a Saskatchewan company that does asbestos abatement. Council agreed to discuss the matter and thanked the delegation for the information. Harding Fair. Caldwell brought a letter from the Harding Fair Committee to request funding for repairs already completed. The committee wrote, "We take pride in our hall's appearance, and it is important to us that it be available for community use. The latest project undertaken was replacing the ceiling tiles and upgrading the lighting. The project costs came to $17,000. The committee recently became aware that projects like this could be eligible for a grant." Caldwell noted, "They're asking retroactively if we would be willing to help support the $17,000 on the project to fix the roof of the Harding Community Club." On the advice of CEO Mitchell, the matter was deferred to the budget discussion. Regular business. Council approved the following resolutions. Roadwork upgrade bylaw transfer of $349,584.55. Manitoba Water Services Board 5-year capital plan submission approved. Transfer an additional $170,780.81 into the road upgrade reserve representing 50% of oil revenue to make the total 2022 contribution $428,780.81. Staff were approved to attend the Fort La Bosse School Division Career Expo. The 5-year Border Regional Library Agreement was renewed. Kenton Community Action Committee request regarding charitable status. Elkhorn Early Learning Center Touch a Truck event. The RM Garbage Truck will attend. Northwest the 24th of December 18 medically exempt lane plowing request. Regarding the animal control policy Cown. Humphreys wondered if there was anyone trapping coyotes. CEO Mitchell responded that the RM does not trap coyotes. Cown. Stambouski noted that, if you have a predator claim you can actually apply to the Trappers Association, and they will send a trapper out free of charge. Kenton staff had a request from Jeanette Logan on behalf of Donor's Choice to have their donation form included with the municipal utility bills. After discussion it was agreed that the forms could be placed in the envelopes before the utility bills to maintain ratepayer privacy. Councillor reports. Caldwell reported that the training at Elkhorn was excellent with strong participant engagement. Reeve Kennard attended a Rural Future Scenario Building Zoom meeting with municipal officials from across Canada. Topics dealt with future challenges and opportunities for rural municipalities. He spoke of the Good Roads course, which was well attended and practical. Kaun. Stambouski reported on a group that is producing a guidebook for municipalities to help identify the aspects of climate change that could impact planning for hazards and emergency measures. She said she got practical, useful information. Stambouski said there were lots of opportunities for funding for RMs going forward. This is where we could apply for funding for our drought plan. She said it is important to get that funding in place. Kaun. Humphreys reported that the library is over budget. The budgeting and accounting process is hampered by difficulty converting to more modern methods like online banking. The current financial information shows that an increase in support will be needed from all partners. The building will experience its first spring runoff since repairs have been completed and renovations will follow. The library is now fully staffed again, and new programs and initiatives are beginning. Reeve Kinnart congratulated library administrator Treasure Sparks because she is very involved and really getting active and getting people engaged in the library.